WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter, topping our report at this hour.
I swear day under oath before the Senate and the nation, before my family and God, I am innocent of this charge.
A visibly angry Brett Kavanaugh testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee says his life has been thrown into turmoil following allegations of sexual misconduct. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford alleges the Supreme Court nominee was inebriated and sexually assaulted her in the 1980s during a party when they were both in high school.
Brett's assault on me drastically altered my life for a very long time. I was too afraid and ashamed to tell anyone these details. I convinced myself that because Brett did not rape me, I should just move on.
But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says that Democrats' treatment of Kavanaugh is the most despicable thing he's seen in politics. The latest on the story is at NJ1015.com. The state Senate voted today to adopt a new legislative anti-harassment policy, the first in about 10 years, and the first of the Me Too era. The Democratic-led Senate approved the bipartisan new policy and accompanying legislation 38-0. The Democratic-controlled Assembly passed it 79-0. A dangerous child rapist who has been seen on both sides of the Delaware near Trenton may be back in the Garden State, possibly camping out in the woods. The manhunt continues for 47-year-old David Hamilton. A woman has now been arrested for allegedly aiding Hamilton elude capture. East Orange police fatally shot a man who held a gun to a bus driver's head Tuesday night. Police went to the home of 37-year-old Alan Travers for a domestic dispute, then followed Travers when he left home with a gun to board a bus. Travers put the gun to the driver's head, ordered her to run red lights that had her stop the bus in Newark. Travers pointed the gun at police, who shot and killed him. More than 27% of Jersey adults are obese, according to new data. Homedale nutritionist Felicia Stoller says people look for quick fixes, but many times they backfire. It takes a lifestyle change of increased physical activity and adjusted eating.
This is the Garden State. We have some of the most amazing produce that's grown in the country right here in our backyard.
The state health department says it has invested more than $10 million federal and state dollars to reduce and prevent obesity in recent years.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.